My name is Eden Kong Huynh. My pronouns are she, her. I am currently a graduate student in the science education program, as well as a credential student in the single subject credential program. I've always really loved school and learning, so I think I've always been drawn to school and education, but it wasn't really until after I was in my undergraduate program that I really considered education or teaching as a career. I've always kept in touch with all of my high school biology teachers because I think their support was definitely pivotal and really special to me and how in my success. So I've always wanted to do the same for my community. I've definitely, especially in the political climate of this year, I've really wanted to focus on how my teaching can be more justice-centered. And they've definitely given me a space that is physically and emotionally safe to explore these ideas more. We only meet once a month. So since the beginning of the program, we've only gotten to meet 4 times, but honestly, there has really never been another type of community that I've felt so close and strongly with, and only having met them 4 times. And I think the most memorable experience for me is definitely the first time that we all met. It was probably about a 3-hour meeting where we were just sitting and talking about ourselves and our stories. And you know, it's amazing how through this virtual medium, we've been able to create such a tight-knit and strong community. An example of this is, you know, every single time we meet, Marcos always starts out the meeting asking us, what can we do to support you? What do you need from us? And it's nice, especially in a career that is so centered around other people, to be centered around your needs. Another thing that we really talked about was how can we go into schools and have this sort of disruptive teaching with the help of a community. So like, you know, sometimes you're going into schools that aren't necessarily as justice-centered as your teaching, and that disequilibrium can be kind of hard to deal with, especially as a new teacher. So we really wanted to do that for each other. So even if we don't have that support in our primary school where we're working, we can still rely on each other outside of the school as having that sort of community where we can discuss and talk about how important justice-centered teaching is. I think the first thing that comes into mind is Dr. Audrey Uresti. She shared with us her experience as a school counselor, and especially, it's an especially taxing job in communities of color that may have never had a school counselor before. So she shared with us how it took over 5 years for her to accomplish the goals that she initially came into the job expecting to spend maybe a year or two at. And she said what was central to her success is being able to have to prioritize self-care. And especially in our political climate and like everything that's going on with a global pandemic, it's important to center yourself and what your needs are first before putting before others. And you know, in my personal life, I took that and I was like, okay, so what do I do for myself that helps me reset? And one thing throughout the pandemic that's really helped me is taking care of houseplants. So I've really delved into that, and it helps me ground myself and try to think about something else that, you know, is a little bit easier and simpler to think about. This semester, one of the first classes you're supposed to take in the credential program is your science methods class. And I had the pleasure of taking this class with Dr. Tammy Vicentainer, who she is extremely passionate about this justice-centered teaching. She's also a mentor in the Impact San Jose program, which is great because I not only get to talk with her in this the Impact San Jose community once a month, but I get to talk to her once a week in the classes. So it definitely keeps me fresh and on my toes about, you know, how I can be an anti-racist teacher and how I can completely embrace this justice-centered teaching. She's always challenged us to create curriculum that science education needs. And so I was able to actually create a final project, which was like a unit plan that had the intersection of evolution and the social construction of race. So it was really hard to think about how much time goes into creating lesson plans. And it's definitely a very challenging process, especially when you have 55 minutes to fit in each lesson and you're deconstructing these giant, like heavy topics, like what is race? Like, is race actually a science or is there something that is a pseudoscience? But, you know, it has allowed me to take the opportunities to take the leap and, you know, think about what is the type of education that my students deserve. This year has definitely given me a lot of time to be able to think about what my role as a teacher is. The reason I'm so aware of things like racial injustice, environmental justice, is because I went and got a college education. And I was over 20 years old before I actually learned what environmental racism was. And I know that is a privilege that I have that not a lot of people get. So in public education especially, I may be the only chance that the students will get to before they are no longer valued as learners outside of secondary education and high school. So I need to be able to give them the skills that they need to be critical thinkers and give them confidence to challenge these systems that have historically oppressed them. My biggest advice is when you're applying, speak from your heart. Do it because your future students deserve justice-centered education. Do it because you deserve to surround yourself with a community that values all learners. Do it to challenge yourself and to learn from people who have been setting the stage for us to go to the next level. People are watching now. People are listening. They want to learn about these important social issues that, you know, they didn't really have the space and time to learn from before. So take this opportunity and bring it upon yourself.